This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Coming back in on Sports Talk, Jeff Nowak, Charlie Long, Cullen Steele at Master Control. We'll be taking you up till 7 p.m. We also got LSU taking on North Alabama. That game first pitch is at 6:30. You can catch it on the Bet 92.9 FM and 1350 AM pregame at 6 o'clock. You can also hear Sunday's game here. But first, we're going to go to the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line. We're going to bring in voice of the Saints, Mike Haas, enjoying this off season. How you doing, Mike?
I am well. Good to hear from both of you. Yeah, it's been great. Last few days, good weather, and the rain, of course, tomorrow. But no, it's been exciting, man. I mean, March 12th, four days, really, when you think about it. 3 o'clock on the 12th, when the new year begins, and a lot of work to do, a lot of areas to talk about.
Yeah, do you celebrate the new league year like there's a ball dropping? Do you like get a cigar?
It's like Christmas.
I like that. No, the 3 p.m. Central Time, March 12th. I don't even know what day it is. Is that Tuesday? No, yeah. Wednesday.
It's Wednesday.
So yeah no, we don't celebrate that at the Haas house, but I'm considering it. We still have because Argus moves to the 16th. Right, so we still get to say Happy Mardi Gras for a couple more weeks. So I love that. So I'm all for pulling that into the daggone schedule.
You know, Haas. One thing I've been wanting to ask you, and I saved it until just now. You know, it's funny, and I know you have a role at the Superdome as well, and it feels like for the last, half decade, it's been like, we're doing this. There's a renovation. There's a Super Bowl coming up. Oh, this entrance is gone, and these ramps are gone, and blah, 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 blah. And now it's done, right? I'm just curious, is there like a sigh of relief? What do you even do now at the Superdome now that there's no renovation to handle?
It's different, I will say. We do, the LSED has, the golf course and the shrine and Smoothie King Center and here at the Superdome. But yeah, it was, it was renovation. Like this time last year, it was, I'm sitting in my office in the Superdome, there was construction. So that's over. We had three Taylor Swift concerts, a Super Bowl, and then you go, oh yeah, Mardi Gras and Demian coming back for the first time. So you kind of felt like you were going to have this sigh. And then on Thursday, right after the Super Bowl, we announced Billy Joel and Stevie Nicks. And then I thought, okay, well, we'll take a break. And then 2 days later, we announced WrestleMania coming in 2026. So I don't think there's going to be – it's a great building, and I thought there'd be this, decompression, but it's just been, new stuff. But it's all good. It's all good. It's not – when you're not having people pounding on your walls 24/7, it's good. So the fact that the renovation is over, and it's really never over or always – tinkering and making it better. But yeah, it's been crazy. I mean, crazy.
Yeah, and from the Superdome's perspective, how, you know, because I feel like we talk about the Super Bowl and we talk about how it went in the city. I'm just curious, did it go to plan in the building? You know, because there's so much infrastructure that was added in the building itself for that singular event.
Yeah, I thought for us it went great. You know, that we were it's kind of how did the building perform, right, from an efficiency standpoint, getting people in, getting people out. Because it's different than a Saints game, right? There are no parking lots. Everybody's walking up. And if you saw the entrances along Poydras with the magnetometers and all of that, you know, the campus of what we call the interior perimeter, like being in the game, which includes Champion Square and all the way out near the hospital. I mean, it was huge. So for us, it was great. And I walked around mostly shooting pictures and taking video, and the building just, man, it just popped, right? That red and that green and the pregame show with Louisiana. I mean, it was fun. I gotta have to go back and really watch the game. I don't have any plays I actually saw. But for us, it was a huge success.
Mike, before we get into, you know, Combine from last week and the comments that were made and Derek Carr, the commitment there, and looking ahead to the draft, which is now under 6 weeks away, if you can believe it. I'm looking very much forward to it. I want to get your thoughts on the Saints announcing the 27 new coaches that they're bringing in, or their 27-man coaching staff. Jeff and I talked about this last night. 16 of them will be spending their first year in New Orleans. It's a lot of new faces on this staff, a few returning faces as well, but just want to get your general thoughts on it.
Yeah, I was doing the same thing, right? You're going through these guys now that the staff is set. And so, you know, there are some guys with ties, Nussmeier, Joel Thomas, Nugent. And I'm kind of including Chase Haslett just because, I don't know, his dad was head coach here. I don't even know, he was a kid then. And you've got guys that have changed positions, Galliano, Adam Gristic. But you're right, it's a lot of new faces, and not just new faces, but new thoughts, new schemes, new systems. You know, what is Brandon Staley going to do? Is he will it be a slow transition if you're moving towards more of a 3-4? And what players do you have that fits that style now? And how many do you get? Because, you know, there actually is the draft situation is better than it's been. They have 8 picks. They haven't had more than 7 picks since 2015, haven't picked in the top 10 since 2008. They have 6 picks in the first 130. So it's not just that it's new names and new people. I just feel like there's a consistent newness from a defensive standpoint with Staley, and clearly with Kellen Moore calling the plays and Nussmeier being your OC. I'm more excited now than I thought I would be at the end of last season. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, it's interesting some of the things that happened here as well, Mike. On the offensive side, a lot of the guys have ties to Kellen Moore as well. We talked about Nussmeier, but also, you know, other former assistants that he met at some point along the road, whether that be Dallas, whether that be the Chargers. Brandon Staley's obvious connection with the Chargers. Scott Linehan dates back to his playing days with Detroit, but also in Dallas as well. Scott Tolzien, the new quarterbacks coach with Dallas, TJ Paganetti from Philadelphia. It's a lot of guys offensively that he has ties with directly in the NFL. And then defensively, what I thought was pretty interesting, they dipped into the college ranks a lot for a few of these hires, like Terry Joseph, the defensive pass game coordinator, Bo Davis from LSU, the new defensive line coach of the Black and Gold, also Peter Sermon, who was at Cal, the new linebackers coach. So it was an interesting kind of I guess, philosophy that they use to build this coaching staff. Offensively, a lot of guys that Kellen Moore is very familiar and comfortable with, and then defensively, dipping into the college ranks a little bit.
Yeah, especially in the, you know, you talked about it, from, you know, Blanton, an assistant DB, and Joseph Pace. So you're kind of in the secondary with a couple of college guys, and then Davis. So, yeah, it feels like the offense kind of, you have this more of a feel, not surprisingly, being Kellen played quarterback. But again, that goes back to what we were talking about, right? Like, to me, right now, there's hope in the unknown, right? It's different. It's not going to be status quo of doing the same thing that has been done in previous years. It's different. It's different people from the college ranks. It's different people offensively, you know. And so at this juncture, they still got, you know, significant cap considerations and problems they got to take care of before the 12th. I mean, to me, that's got to be Derek Carr. And I don't think you can nickel and dime your way out of this without converting Carr and restructuring, you know, some of that deal. You're still $40 million plus over. So, you know, once that kind of gets settled and then the draft comes around, and now you get some people, and quite frankly, they need to just, you know, it's the 2023 draft. So the Saints in this year have six picks in the top 130. In 2023, they have five picks in the top 127. Brian Brzee. But that's the Isaiah Foskey, Kendre Miller, Nick Saldiveri, Jay Kaner. You know, they need those guys. Your second and third round picks of 2023 need to be much bigger factors than they have been, and maybe they will. It's been a lot of injury situations. So we'll have to wait and see. But it's been a different situation. Everything is different. They've never had this many draft picks in a long time. You know, it's new offense, new defense. You know, what's gonna fit that style of play? They got a ton of unrestricted free agents. But, you know, I mean, until you get the cap situation settled out, you know, I don't know that you can do a whole lot there. But you got...
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
5 days, that's it.
Yeah, you know, it's an interesting kind of scenario because you're bringing in Kellen Moore, you're changing a lot, you're trying to figure out who can do what. You know, I think that's like an Isaiah Foskey, for example. Can he play a 3-4 outside linebacker? I think he can. I think he actually probably makes a little more sense in that role. I think Brian Brzee makes a little more sense as a defensive end in a 3-4. And, you know, I think there's some interesting options, but there's no guarantee it works well. And I think there's an idea that, like, okay, you know, you could come in and do what Sean Payton did in 2006 and go to the NFC Championship. I don't think that's realistic, but I also don't think that has to be the bar. And so I guess my question for you is, you know, what would a successful year one under Kellen Moore of the Kellen Moore regime look like to you? Like, what do you want to see so you that would make you come away feeling like, okay, this is going in the right direction?
Well, there's two things. To me, and this gets boring, but this gets back to the basics of this football team. They cannot run the football. right? You know, 14th in the NFL, they average 4.4. They only attempted 24 runs a game. That was 21st. They can't stop the run. They're 31st in yards per run, yards per game. I mean, those two things got to change for this season to be successful. And quite frankly, Derek Carr and everybody needs to be healthy and put some wins on the board so we stop talking about what we're going to do about releasing Carr in 26 and dead cap money, right? How are we having that conversation right now? Like, it's like, stay healthy, win some games, and put a lot of this to rest. The last time the Saints won the division, that was the last time they played a first-place schedule. It was a very tough year in 2021. This is the last-place schedule. The Saints at home, there's only 8 home games. They play one team with a winning record. One. Now, on the road, it gets harder. At Buffalo, at Rams, at Seattle, at Miami. So they play 4 teams that won 10 or more. But 12 of their 17 opponents had a losing record. 71% of their opponents had losing records, and most of them double digits. They play the worst teams in the NFL. You've got to, as did the Saints in 2006, coming off of a 2005 3-13 season. You've got to make the most, especially at home. You got 8 games and one team had a winning record. So to me, there's no one answer to that, but you got to do those 3 things. You got to run the ball, you got to stop the run, and you better start winning some of these games at home because the road is a little tougher. But this schedule, the average record of the Saints' 17 opponents, 7-10. The average. That means there's 17 opponents, average 10 losses. Got to make the most of it.
Mike, I got good news for you about the run game. The defensive line this year is fantastic for the 2025 NFL draft class. Also, the running back class, fantastic again. You cut Jamal Williams. You know, you're going into Alvin Kamara being 30 years old. Kendra Miller is a big question mark if he can stay healthy or not. And we've talked to multiple different draft analysts that say, you know, maybe the Saints in this type of class, they have an extra 3rd-round pick, they have an extra 4th-round pick, should come out of it with 2 running backs at some point. I'm not saying to use, you know, the 1st-round pick on Ashton Jeanty necessarily, but at some point, you should probably come out of this class with 2 running backs. Now, the defensive line class as well, very, very deep, but kind of at the top. So maybe you use your 1st-round pick, a 2nd-round pick on a defensive line, maybe potentially dipping into the 3rd, depending on how players fall. But it's a good class to address those types of needs when you have a loaded running back class and a loaded defensive line class as well.
I couldn't agree more, although I feel like – now, we don't know – where this team has struggled stopping the run has been in the middle, the interior defensive front. And if it's more of a 3-4, you know, maybe that changes a little bit. But you got 6 defensive ends right now on the roster. 3 of them are unrestricted free agents, right? Passion, Young, and Peyton Turner. So I don't know what happens there. But I'm with you. But I don't know that if I'm looking in my crystal ball of nobody cares, that it's a defensive end. I feel like it's got to be, you know, some beef in the middle to stop the run defensively. If it's a strong class, it's great, and totally agree from a running back situation. Just because we can hope that Kendra Miller stays healthy, and we hoped that last year. And I think Alvin has, you know, done all he can do. But you're right. You got to get – same thing goes for wide receiver. You got to get impact players. You have an opportunity with 8 picks, and most of them, you know, in the top 4 rounds, to get some impact. And you got to get the guys who you drafted already to be more impactful. So I agree with you. I've been defensive front and running back and wide receiver. Damn, keys.
I'm gonna throw one guy on your radar before we let you run, Mike, and that's Tyleek Williams from Ohio State. He's someone that, you know, he's not going to provide a ton in pass rush, but if you want the big space-eating nose tackle that will just be a wall in run defense, maybe not a 3-down nose tackle because, as I mentioned, there's not much in pass rush, but Tyleek is one of those guys that maybe if he doesn't go in the back end of the 1st round because he doesn't provide much in pass rush, if he's there at pick 40, that's kind of my early favorite for the Saints. Just because, as you mentioned, they had so many different games this year or this past season where it felt like you know, a player was rushing for a career high in rushing yards. I remember Abdullah for the Raiders, for instance, or just breaking off these gigantic runs. And for me, it feels like a very, you know, pressing need for them to have to address. They don't really have much money to do it in free agency. Maybe the draft is where you can do it. And that's the name that I'm throwing out there right now. Ohio State's Tyleek Williams is who I'm hoping they could potentially get in round two.
Love it. Love it. I mean, what have we talked about for the last 2 months, right? Because of the Super Bowl, we've talked about Vic Fangio. We've talked about, and Kellen Moore sees this all the time, because that's Philadelphia defense, those defensive tackles, the best in football, right? I had to watch, because Philly played the NFC South, I watched more Eagles games all year, and it's like, wow. I feel like Kellen Moore understands the importance of those defensive tackles and a defense, because he watched it and had to play against it every day. And so I'm with you. I mean, I don't know, you know, what that means. And as Jeff said, maybe in this 3-4, you've got guys, you know, your inside linebackers are more of your run stoppers and are coming up. You know, he does more of a 1.5 gap as opposed to a single gap. And so it's just different, right? Just everything is going to be different. And I'm all for that right now.
Different sounds good to me after, because we've had years of very, 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 very much the same, and that same has not been great. But Mike Haas, voice of the Saints, very much appreciate the time. Thanks for stopping by, and enjoy your weekend, man.
All right, fellas. Talk to y'all soon. Enjoy it.
Thanks, Mike.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.